Welcome to episode 2 of BuzzHub's Movie Taco. On this month's show, we obliviate with Oblivion. We retaliate with G.I. Joe Retaliation. We host the podcast with the host. And we go crudesy with the crudes.
I don't think that's a word.
No. And we, I review my rewatching of Firefly and Lost. And we look forward to Iron Man 3, which we'll be reviewing on our next episode.
Yes, because everyone wants to actually see that. That's one movie I want to go see in the cinema.
Yeah. They had a clip.
The really crap.
I sound extremely sarcastic.
What?
Or the movie tackle we did on the computer, and then I went to get a drink and I came back and you were gone. I was like, no.
But oh, wait, that was the buzz room.
That was the buzz room. Oh,
that
yeah,
was pretty funny. Yeah, and we were reviewing the Iron Man 3 trailer and suddenly I disappeared.
Yeah, you're
Johnny was on it as well.
Was it Johnny?
Johnny, yeah.
I don't think it was Johnny.
It's Johnny. Look at this. I brought this in. This is from The Guardian on Saturday. King Ironsides. This is a fairy tale about Margaret Thatcher. You can read it if you want. Oh,
okay.
It's actually really funny. Well, it's not that funny, but. OMG, he's a girl.
You just spoiled it for me.
Oh, you can't read the whole thing. We're doing a podcast.
I'm reading the full thing.
Well, then I'm going to review some movies.
Okay.
So welcome to Movie Taco. My name's Luke, and I'm joined today by Jimmy and Dean. And we may be joined at some point by Michael, and he'll tell us about what he's been watching this month. But, so we're going to start off by reviewing Oblivion, which is the new film from Joseph Kosinski, who made Tron
which
Legacy.
Okay.
Tron Legacy, which I didn't particularly like, but James liked more than me.
I only liked the game.
You got the game and you got the music, and that's enough.
The music is by Daft
Punk. The music is great. The music for Tron Legacy is really good, but the actual film is shit. But they're making another one, which
the
is
first time it was
not
the
good.
Second time was third time.
Oh, the first time I actually liked it better. The second time than the first time, but that's just because I got to fast forward through the shitty fight scenes.
No, it's just like a meh movie.
Well, I mean, I went to see it, like, with my whole family in the cinema in 3D.
So did we.
Cost us, like, €40 just before Christmas, and I came out and I was like, that is the biggest waste of money ever, when we could have gone to see, like, well, there was nothing else out that Christmas, but that was the same slot that the year before had been occupied by Avatar, which I didn't like Avatar that much, but it was still a kind of a more worthwhile film to spend €40 going to see than Tron Legacy.
Yeah.
And Sherlock Holmes was out the year before, and that was much better as well. But anyway,
how the fuck did it cost you €40? Do you also buy a shit
ton of popcorn? I would never eat popcorn. I think eating in the cinema is a sin, and anyone who eats in the cinema should be kicked out. It's disrespectful to the filmmakers.
The old guardian.
Then again, you know, that's where they make a lot of their money. But
yeah, but basically everyone wants to eat at the cinema. It's the thing people do.
Yes, well, I don't do it. And
yeah,
and a lot of people I know don't do it, so.
Hey, Dean, let's go to the cinema with Lucy and buy a load of popcorn and Maltesers and go now.
Oh, I mean, my family buy stuff. They buy like crisps and stuff. They don't buy popcorn. Popcorn is disgusting.
Popcorn
but they buy crisps and stuff, and I just get so angry, and I'm like, no! And I don't
Why
mind.
Don't you eat
I don't mind. Toast? I don't mind ice cream. No, I don't eat them. I don't mind ice cream so much because it's
silent.
No, I don't eat it. I used to eat it because it's silent, but I don't now because I realize that kind of it's too much, too distracting. It depends on the film, really. Like if I'm going to see some shit, like you know,
like Tron Legacy.
Like Tron Legacy, I might as well eat something because it's not worth looking at. If I'm going to see Iron Man 3, which Iron Man 3 is a similar kind of film, but the difference is I have respect for the filmmakers because Iron Man 3 is going to be really good.
Once my dad went to see a movie that was really bad just because he didn't get enough sleep that night, so he slept through the whole movie.
My dad went to see Batman Begins like that, and then he walked out after an hour because he hated all the martial arts stuff, and now he watches it and he thinks it's great because it is good.
Your dad kind of confuses me.
What you go is you go up to the top right-hand corner and put your head on the corner, and then you can just sleep.
Yeah, those things are really weird. Those seats that are like facing away from the screen, they're so weird.
Wait, screen in the iCinema do you find the best?
Oh, 8 is the best because it's the biggest. We were in screen 3, like the last two times we've gone there, we've been in screen 3, which is like,
I've got screen
3 has got like 60 seats. It's actually half the size of the Cinemobile, which is just hilarious.
I really want to go to screen 7.
I hate screen 1. I don't like screen 1.
I don't like screen 1 either, yeah. That's where I've seen loads of stuff.
I've never been in screen 7.
But I've been to a bunch of, oh, I have.
Screen 7 is the luxury.
Yeah, I went to see Dark.
You know The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, when I was younger, that was actually the movie we went to see in it. We saw something else, I can't remember as well.
We went to see Dark Shadows, the Tim Burton movie last year, as part of Luxury Screen 7, and it was like a cheapy deal. It was like on a Sunday at 10 a.m. and it was only €4 per person. And it was a horrible screen, it stank and it was really stuffy, and the seats were okay. They were kind of these leather big couch seats. But like everyone in the cinema was making out. And it was just, and in the film as well, it was horrible. I hated that film.
Screen 7 is not only the luxury room, but it's the couples.
It is, yeah, that's where they have sex. So, like, I wanted to go to see Pirates of the Caribbean 3 there. My mom was like, no, you can't go, there'll be people having sex.
In the Omniplex, there used to be those little couch things, and...
Yeah. And
my mom brought me to see the Muppets, and what I did is I curled up into a little ball and hid for the whole room.
But I've been to see, like, 3 films at midnight in the Eye, and they've all been in screen 8, and that's a nice big screen, so...
Yeah. The only problem with going to screen 7 though is it costs like €20 to go.
It does.
For one person, like, I'm not kidding, literally.
Yeah, it does, yeah. It's like, yeah, it's, and it's not that nice. And the screen's tiny, but they have these curtains that fold out when the film starts, which is kind of the coolest thing.
I was in Kilkenny with my cousin. We went to go see Harry Potter and Deathly Hallows Part 2.
Yeah.
Because they hadn't seen it, and I was just there.
Yeah.
There was no one else.
Well, why would you not want to see that again?
I
went to see that 3 times.
It was like my 5th time. Yeah. Anyways, we went, and it was only one screen. There's one screen in the cinema, and it was a mixture of... The one side was all meh, and the other side was all luxuries.
Yeah.
Everyone was there.
And you had to pay for, like, it's like an airplane with the different levels. I've never been on that airplane with those different levels. Anyway, Oblivion. New film from Joseph Kosinski, Tron Legacy, etc., etc.
Don't spoil it.
Tom Cruise, I won't spoil it. Oh, but later on in this show, do you mind if I spoil the MTV Movie Awards for you?
I don't mind.
Because I have to talk about the winners on it, so. Well, anyway, it was shit, and we shouldn't bother watching it. But anyway, So, what was I saying? So, Oblivion, Tom Cruise is in it. You'll probably know that. Tom Cruise wears a silly white outfit and he looks like an idiot and he runs around with a gun and he lives in a big sky tower
and he goes da 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 da
and he jumps down and then he does the thing with the Super Bowl. He goes, this is where the Super Bowl was played. Touchdown! And then you're all going,
yeah, basically.
One good thing about this film, there's a couple of good things, but one good thing, it's not in 3D. You can't see it in 3D anywhere in the world. That is a good thing. Good thing. Because... You know, it's good that the studio let Kosinski not have to put in 3D like everything else this year. You know, Wolverine, Iron Man, Star Trek, they're all in 3D. Fast and Furious 6 isn't, but...
I hate 3D. It hurts my eyes.
I hate 3D. I just hate it because it's just cheating people out of their money. And, I mean, with Oz the Great and Powerful, the 3D was really great. 3D was really good with that, but there's only, like, 2 films I've ever seen where the 3D was actually good. That and Alice in Wonderland. And apart from that, it's all... And even in Avatar, I didn't really like it that much. And Toy Story 3, it was good as well, anyway. Basically,
not
Disney.
Only was 3D good, was it?
Disney can do good 3D. Oblivion, anyway. So then he meets. So he's last man on Earth, and then there's a big thing crashes. Olga Kurylenko is in it, and Morgan Freeman. He meets. And then he finds out some secrets about the Earth that he didn't previously know, and he does some shit, and he goes on an adventure. So, I mean, there isn't one frame or one line of dialogue in Oblivion that hasn't been in something before, be it Wall-E, be it Silent Running, be it I Am Legend, be it 2001 A Space Odyssey. Melissa Leo is basically playing Hal from that 2001, and it's just nothing original. That said, it's fun. You can go to see it and sit down, and you won't get particularly bored, except for maybe the bits with Morgan Freeman there. Boring, but the rest of it, it's entertaining, it has some fun moments. It's not particularly funny. It's a very serious film. Shh! Stop talking, they can't hear what I'm saying.
Oh yeah, sorry.
Yeah, I'm talking about Oblivion. So, it's worth seeing, but you'd be better off just saving your money and going to see Iron Man 3 when that comes out.
Exactly.
It's going to be much better film. But, you know, Oblivion's good. I gave it 3 stars on my review, which you can read on buzzhub.tk.
Exactly.
Next up, we're going to talk about The Croods, which I have not seen and Jimmy has seen. The Croods.
The Croods.
So, Jimmy, The Croods.
The Croods.
Tell us what The Croods are all about. I know what it's all about, but you can tell us anyway because you've seen it.
Basically, it's this family who live in a cave.
Yes.
And the dad is all protective
of his teenage daughter.
Yeah.
His name is Grog, and he's voiced by Nicolas Cage.
I actually can't remember all the
names. The teenage daughter is voiced by Emma Stone, but I don't know the name of the character of her. I don't know.
And they go out hunting one day, and then she climbs up. Like, they come back, she turns up the cliff to look at the sun sinking. This tiger comes, chases them. Then during the night, there's a light that she can see under the cave. She sneaks out and meets the guy, the boy.
Is Ryan Reynolds. What's his name again?
Oh, fuck.
I don't know. Well, he's Ryan Reynolds anyway, so.
He has fire, and they're all interested in fire.
Wow, fire.
And then they move on because of the earthquake. Yay!
And he goes, I made you these. They're for your feet. And she goes, he says, they're called shoes. I love them. Oh, my feet! There's a bit with a monkey who punches the dad in the face. That was pretty funny as well. He's standing there like this. And then he goes,
the only movie I've seen so far this year is Scary Movie 5.
Well, you can talk to us about Scary Movie 5. Yeah. So anyway, the crew. So is the crew good?
Okay, yeah, I'd give it like 4 out of 5.
5?
4 out of 5.
4 out of 5. Okay. Scary Movie 5. But can I say that...
You chose in 2 days?
Neither me... Well, this is Movie Tackle. Me nor anyone else working at Buzzhub or Movie Tackle Podcast approves of Scary Movie 5, so Dean's opinions are solely his own and not the opinions of Buzzhub or Movie Tackle affiliated.
We do.
Yes, it's 3 out of 4.
Yeah.
Oh, fine, but it's my podcast. I just want to tell them that I don't like this. So.
Scary Movie 5 has...
So it's a masterpiece. It's Citizen Kane wrapped up in a bag of magic.
So basically what it is the parody of a lot of movies that have
features
Charlie Sheen,
and it has that guy pretending to be the guy from Inception. It's got just offensive.
It's got the one from
Lindsay Lohan.
It's got Lindsay Lohan.
Tisdale.
Ashley Tisdale.
High School Musical.
Yeah, and it's got your one from Modern Family.
I can't believe Vergara. The Colombian one.
No. You know the 18-year-old that's with Phil and...
Oh, the glasses?
No.
Sarah Hyland.
That's it.
Yeah, alright.
I just couldn't remember her name.
No, why would she be in that? She's a good actor.
I can't believe Selena Gomez has gone solo.
She was dropping off her names, don't worry.
I can't believe Selena Gomez has gone solo starring an oversight.
But it was basically a parody of Inception.
Spring Breakers is like a
Paranormal Activity.
It's not a shitty...
Paranormal Activity, Mama. Yeah, Inception, which was really funny.
Couldn't be funny. Nothing to be made fun of in Inception. Inception is a masterpiece.
Inception is the best movie
Inception
ever.
Inception is the 7th best movie ever. You can't.
No, but they just mocked your, like, your man from Inception.
I know, I've seen the trailer. Yeah. I had to sit through it when I went to see The Host. Oh, Lord.
But it was really good.
The Host?
Because I was right to see about my family.
When did you go to see The Host?
Over Easter, down in Cork. My cousin went to see it. He was like 8, and he wasn't allowed to go to CGI Joe. So he went to see The Host. And he hated it, and he paid for it as well. Screw him. So Scary Movie 5, so it's great.
Meh.
It's meh? Alright, well, meh is better than... Yeah. So that's Scary Movie 5, which is out.
If you put it on the thing, Dean's now sped at us. Ew.
That's matter. My spit, anyway.
I would give it maybe 3.5.
Okay.
But the only reason why...
Let's just round that down to 2.
Let's round that down to 2.5.
I know I can't, but I saw the first one and I cried with despair.
Let's leave it at 2.5, because that's middle.
Have you seen anything that we haven't seen this month?
No.
No?
Okay. Well, Johnny never goes to
cinema. Next up, Lucy
and
Let's talk about The Host, because Michael saw G.I. Joe and he might turn up before we talk about that.
No, I don't think he's going
to. I saw The Host. We'll talk about G.I. Joe then, because I don't like The Host. So G.I. Joe Retaliation, which is okay, which I think I gave it 3 stars, actually. On both. I gave it 3 stars.
I gave it
G.I. Joe movie 3 stars. That's amazing. But it is so much better than the first one. Like, it has The Rock, and The Rock can make anything entertaining. The Rock is extraordinary
amazing.
Actor. he's like Orson Welles.
He
comes in and he goes, now, I'd like to say a few words.
He's got such a nice voice, though.
He's amazing, but in G.I. Joe, they're about to jump out of this helicopter. He goes,
voice for G.I. Joe.
He does. He says, I'd like to recite some poetry. In the words of Jay-Z. And then it's funny. So there's a lot of... fighting and
shit as a wrestler, and he was shit as an actor.
No, he's a good actor. He was good in Fast and Furious 5. Yeah. He was good in. He was good in Race to Witch Mountain. He was good in that.
Yeah.
He was good in. He was good in Tooth Fairy.
Race to Witch.
No.
Did you see Tooth Fairy?
Race to Witch Mountain. Tooth Fairy and Tooth Fairy 2 are shit movies.
Tooth Fairy 2 isn't even a proper movie. It was just like a TV. Yeah.
Whatever.
Movie.
It's shit.
It's got your man from Cars. What's his name? The truck guy, Larry, the cable guy.
That guy's in everything.
He's everything.
Like, Larry the cable guy.
He was in Monsters, Inc.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Monsters, Inc. 2 is coming out as well.
It's actually a prequel. It's like Monsters, Inc. minus 1.
Like Monsters University.
Monsters University. And I have an article in the new issue of Movie Taco, which we'll talk about in a minute, called School of Rarg. Wow. You get it? School of Rock.
Yeah, that's
clever.
Isn't that clever though?
You're
spinning all over the place.
I know, I can't stop rolling.
You're like a machine gun.
Anyway, and then
you're like someone with a lisp trying to say an S.
So in G.I. Joe, Channing Tatum dies after 20 minutes. It's in the trailer, that's not a spoiler. He dies, so if you like your Channing Tatum, he dies.
Who dies?
Channing Tatum dies.
Who's that?
Channing Tatum. Channing Tatum from 21 Jump Street, The Vow, Magic Mike, the first G.I. Joe movie.
God. He dies. What did G.I. Joe?
Not me, after seeing the trailer, which is horrible.
I am.
Oh, I didn't get to see the trailer.
Oh.
The trailer's not good. But
trailer's just awful. They don't even... I've read the book.
In the trailer
for the first movie, they at least showed them kind of up till the beginning of the games, when in this one, it just ends with a whipping. Which, I hate the whipping. I hate the first half.
It seems like you're spinning in the same spot. It's getting whiter and whiter. Look at it. It started off clear. Now look at the whiter.
I swear, worse isn't it? A guy with a lift trying to pronounce an X.
Okay, G.I. Joe Retaliation, anyway, is much better than
Whitefish.
Someone who can't say list. I've got a list.
Fine, doesn't matter. Anyway. So G.I. Joe is good. It's actually, it's probably more entertaining than Oblivion, but you'd be, once again, better off just wait, go to see Iron Man 3.
It's one of them movies you go and rent.
Just one of them movies.
Yeah, but it's a good one. It's got good ninja fighting on a cliff, which, you know, why would you not want to see ninjas fighting on a cliff?
Because you don't like fighting scenes.
I'm not the biggest fan of fighting scenes, but I love ninjas. And I like
three blind ninjas. Woo.
Three blind samurai.
Samurai, whatever.
God. Anyway, don't steal my idea. Anyway, next up it's the host. Next up it's the host, which is the worst film of the year so far.
I said I'm trademarking.
You can't. You have to go copyrighted at the national copyright.
I don't care. I'm trademarking.
Anyway, the host, which is by far the worst.
I said I'm trademarking it.
Trademarks for a name.
I'm trademarking it for the name of the podcast.
Fine. Let him trademark it. Okay. So
let me do what I want.
The host is by far the worst motion picture of the film of the year so far.
I'm the glue who holds the screw together.
It's even worse than Identity Thief, which is pretty bad.
Moss says it looks good.
What?
Identity Thief.
Well, has he seen it?
No.
I've seen it.
Anyway.
It's shit.
I know.
I thought it was gonna be good. It's good for like 10 minutes and then it's just stupid. It's not funny.
It's like Bridesmaids.
Bridesmaids was not funny, but it was enjoyable. Identity Thief is not.
Same
as the first Hangover isn't in. What do you mean? There's nothing in Bridesmaids.
You seen the new Hangover 3 trailer?
No, I haven't seen
Mr. Chow parachute.
You parachute. I love cocaine.
Have you seriously made a third panel?
It's the last one.
Oh, okay.
The poster is like a parody of the Harry Potter Deathly Hallows poster. So it has the faces of Chow and your man Galifianakis, and it says, "It all ends the same."
Oh, yeah. I want to see the new Anchorman thing.
The new Anchorman, The Legend Continues.
Yeah.
Wait, I have a question.
Which one? The one where they say that they're playing witches?
I have a question. It's not about the podcast, but do we have to go to the chapel tomorrow morning at 5 tonight? Everyone?
Yes, everyone in the class.
What?
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
You're not part of this.
Yeah. It's to do with the music thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, The Host is really bad. It's based on a book by Stephanie Meyer, Twilight, and I love Twilight, so I thought I'd love The Host, but I hated The Host because I hated the book. Saoirse Ronan's in it, she's terrible.
Like
William Hurt's in it, he's terrible. Diane Kruger's in it, she's terrible, and she's wearing really inappropriate shoes.
That's nice.
Inappropriate shoes.
She's running around the desert wearing like 6-inch high heels. She needs to go for brain therapy or something. Anyway, it's just ugly and it looks terrible and it's shot on digital and
I'm actually involved in this podcast.
The host looks bad. You just don't go to see it ever. In fact, I don't think you'll be able to. It's not even on anymore. So if you're going to see one thing this month, going to go see one thing this month, let it be G.I. Joe or Oblivion, preferably over the host and Scary Movie Talk. Anyway, Iron Man 3. Iron Man 3 is coming out a week from Friday here, 2 weeks from Friday in the United States. They showed a clip on the MTV Movie Awards of like Iron Man in his house.
It's gonna be one of the movies I see before.
You're in a dream.
Wait, does it come out before?
Oh wait,
in a
dream.
No,
it comes out Friday week.
Whoops.
Oh, Friday week.
Yeah.
Oops. It'd be one of the movies I see before.
It's out. Yeah, I'm going to see that, and then I'm going to see Star Trek on the 9th, and then I'm not going to see anything else until after the Junior Show. Then.
I'm going to and when my stepfather comes back, we're going to go see.
And then Man of Steel is the week after the Junior Show.
New news.
That's old, like, really.
He never told me.
What
it's
is?
The first time. He has a stepbrother.
Not brother, father.
Oh, they said brother. Oh.
Idiot. If I had a fucking brother, he'd be dead. same with you, Lucy.
My brother wouldn't have been raised. No.
Your brother probably would have been raised differently and probably would have killed you.
He would have been brought up as like a disciplined good boy.
But
his brother's like a bad boy.
He'd be a younger brother. If you want to hear more of this, you can listen to the Jimmy Luke Show, jimmyandluke.tk.
Review of Jimmy Luke Show.
Now we're going to talk about the new issue of Movie Taco Magazine, which is out next week, which I've been compiling with all my content. And there's a lovely cover which I designed myself.
Is it free for people who are actually in the
show? It's free for everyone. You can get it online, you can print it off. And
one for everyone in the audience.
And it's like, this new issue is so big, it's like 40 pages all written by me with loads of pretty pictures.
And real interviews.
Yeah, and there's no interviews in this one. There's no fake interviews in this one. It's all just me writing about stuff. It's got Superman on the cover and inside Man of Steel, Fast and Furious 5, Kick-Ass 2, Despicable Me, Monsters, University, Turbo, Epic, Great Gatsby, World War Z, The Hangover Part 3, I'm Gonna Have a Seizure, and it'll have my review of, and it'll have my review of Iron Man 3 first. Also this month, I've been re-watching two classic TV shows from the noughties, Lost and Firefly.
No one cares about Lost and Firefly, though.
I've watched 17 episodes of Lost in 3 weeks.
It's Movie Taco, not...
Yeah, those are part of Movie Taco. And I've watched...
No, they're not.
And I've watched five episodes of Firefly. Yeah, but it's all the same thing.
No, it isn't. It's not in 3D.
My podcast.
If it's not in 3D, it's not a movie.
Okay, well The Host isn't in 3D, and Scary Movie 5 isn't in 3D, and Oblivion isn't in 3D.
If it is longer than 20 minutes, it counts as a movie.
In fact, the only movie we talked about...
Actually, if it's longer than 40 minutes,
and Lost is 43 minutes, and Firefly is an hour and five.
Actually,
it's on HBO.
If it's longer than 1 hour...
It's actually anything longer than an hour 20 counts as a movie.
Yeah.
No, because they released like Winnie the Pooh, the 2011 Disney version, which was not in cinemas. That was only an hour and 8 minutes. And Bambi is only an hour and 12 minutes.
You mean 112? It's 112 minutes.
No, it's an hour and 12 minutes. 1 hour, 12 minutes.
But that was
like,
long ago. When
that was like a year and a half ago. Oh, Bambi was like 70 years ago.
A TV show, an average TV show is 45 minutes.
Well, it depends.
So anything over 45, anything over 50 minutes would have to be counted as a movie. Anything underneath that has to be counted as a TV show.
But like Game of Thrones, which is on HBO, that's an hour long because there's no ads. So that's counted
that's
as
different,
a...
Though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's,
well, it's not. It's still a TV show.
It's a continuing series. That's like saying...
Yeah.
Well, I'm just...
He doesn't want to go...
No! No. But that's like saying, like, right, I watch Naruto, right?
Yeah.
Although that's a continuing series, right? You could watch that whole thing in one big stream. That's 127 hours.
I could do that with Lost as well. They all continue from one another. And Lost is a TV show.
No one cares. We're
so let's talk about a movie and talk about it on Movie Taco.
Okay.
So my favorite, I'll talk about my Lost reaction so far. My favorite character is probably Locke. He's amazing.
Yes, I've watched all of it.
I know all about it. It's like purgatory. Anyway, I like Hurley, but he hasn't done much yet. They haven't done any flashbacks for him, which I'm
like
kind of annoyed about. So I want to know what he did before he was on the island.
1,500.
And
two people that
I don't care. Those people, they're Koreans. Yeah, I know they speak English. I already know that. I'm 17. Episodes in 18 now. And then Saeed, he's pretty cool, but he's like an Iranian
I mean, that's the piece where they find the plane.
That box worked out.
Had all the thing on it.
The old man gets out of the wheelchair and starts walking again, but he tries to skate and he calls back in the wheelchair.
Paris, you told me already!
I know.
Thing is, I'm not going to get to season 6 till Christmas probably, so I'll have forgotten by then.
I know, I the only thing I can
tell you. I've already forgotten, like, I got spoiled last week, like a bunch of stuff about season 4, and I've already forgotten it all, so.
Hey, I don't know.
13,091 pages.
I liked Juliet as well, but she's died now, I think. Because she hasn't been on it. She's been on in like two, like 7 episodes, so. She was on the first episode and then they got rid of her. Yeah, but they didn't show her being. Yeah. I like Charlie as well. He's cool because he was in the band Drive Shaft and he's pretty cool. But he's one of the hobbits. I think he's Pippin or maybe he's Merry. He's one of the hobbits.
One of the hobbits.
He's one of the hobbits.
Oh yeah.
No,
there's 106. But Callum calls them hobbitses.
Not including you.
And then Firefly is Joss Whedon. Anyway, MTV Movie Awards, spoiler, Avengers won Best Movie. I was so happy I almost cried. And Joss Whedon went up and gave a beautiful speech. And Joss Whedon's like my new hero. He was in Dublin recently. I could have gone up and met him and I didn't. But he was on and he's creator of Firefly, which is my favorite show. I would have even seen the Dublin Film Festival and my parents are friends with the organizer, so I could have met him.
66.
But anyway, I could have got to meet him free. I'm not turning that off till the bell goes off. I have to finish off it. That's all we have time for on episode 4 of Movie Tackle. We'll be back in a couple of weeks with Iron Man 3 reviewed live here. Don't miss it. Visit BuzzHub from the new issue of Movie Tackle magazine. Goodbye. Wait for me.